Again, you guys should be privy to the show within the show that occurs when we're in the breaks, because sometimes the discussions are just as compelling and interesting. Pastor Dave, I had no idea Pastor Dave was bringing Britch along today, and I'm so thankful that you did.
Amen.
Because this is one of those things, and I said it off the air here in the break. I feel the same way. I feel a lot of those same things, and I wish that religion could become a little more open to the people who really need the ministering the most a lot of times, mm-hmm. instead of sort of shunning them and putting them off. And then you hear about a story from Butch, and it's real. I mean, I could talk about it. We could have talked, and I could have related it, and people go, yeah, that's Tim telling a story. When you hear it from Butch, it's real. Butch, I have to ask you a couple things. First of all, in the first 40 years of your life, did you have, and you might not have recognized it then, but I guess I'm asking you, you know, as you sit here today, was there always something to you that seemed to be missing? Were you always looking for something, who you were, what you were supposed to do?
Yes, I was. My father was a career military man. He spent 30 years in the Air Force. And so I lived on Air Force bases, and you're always moving. For every year, every two sure. years, you're moving. So I never got close to anybody, and I always felt like the proverbial square peg trying to fit in a round hole, mm-hmm. and I never fit. And my father was a boxer, and he fought for the world championship. He lost, and he taught me and my brothers at an early age that in his house, you didn't have to play basketball, you have to play baseball, but you're going to box. And every one of us boxed. And it taught me a lot of things about self-esteem. And but I still always had some type of burning dislike for myself. And it wasn't until I started to experiment with alcohol and pot and stuff like that did I feel any kind of relief. And it was a lifelong journey that has taken me to this seat right here today.
Was there a moment, not that that's important, I don't want to always temper that question, because I think there's a lot of people out there that also feel like, well, I didn't have a moment yet, I don't know if I'm saved or not, yeah. Which is not everybody has a moment, so to speak.
Some different.
But some of those, and again, for a guy like you who, you know, was in and out of trouble and kind of struggling to find their way, what all of a sudden made you decide that this isn't working?
Well, I tell you, I'm sort of ashamed of my story sometimes. But I use it in ministry a lot, because we deal with homeless people. We deal with the drug addicted. We deal with people just getting out of jail. We deal with people that's still in mm-hmm. jail. We visit them. I write people all the time. And, I tried to find the easy way around life by, selling pot, but I was the worst drug dealer that ever walked the earth. I always sold to the police. All right. And so
probably not a good customer for a drug dealer.
Right. They kept sending me to jail. And the thing about it is that the last time, the time before the last, I got out of prison. I had accepted Jesus Christ. I met Jesus Christ in prison.
Okay.
Not in a big, pretty church. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Pastor Dave saying that we are non-denominational. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's listening, you're welcome to come to the Cup, because we deal with people right where you are, and it doesn't matter how you look or what your circumstances are. We just want to love people with the love that Jesus put in us. And the reason I help people is because so many people always help me. And I always had people praying for me, even though for most of my life I didn't even care one way or another. And the last time I got out, I decided, along with my family, you know, that I needed to come home to Beloit. I consider Janesville home too. You know, I have a lot of friends here. But the thing about it is that I had to, in order to get someplace, you always have to throw something off. And what I had to throw off was the using, the behaviors, and the friends. And I had to throw them off and find new ones. And I had a guy the other day. I seen a guy the other day. And he asked me, did I remember him? And I told him, no, I didn't. And he said, you used to buy dope from me. And I said, well, I'm not the same person I was then. I'm no longer the same person. And he laughed. And I went and I got in my car. And then I thought about it. And I got back out. And I went back in and I told him, I said, you know, Jesus loves you too, no matter what you're doing. And I said, when the time comes when you're no longer doing it, or even before, come and let me know if I can help you. Come and let me know if I can pray for you and you, you and your family, for you to get out from bondage. Because the drug user is under bondage and the drug pusher is under bondage, you know? And Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't come to bring life and life abundantly. Only Jesus does that. And when I got out, when I was, I went to a Bible college and I studied extensively while I was in prison every day. And I tell you this, God put in my mind or in my spirit that one day I would do stuff like this, that I would tell people about Jesus and about how he loved me. And I no longer feel like the square peg trying to fit in a round hole. You know, I fit now. You know, I got friends that love me.
I think you certainly found your place.
Bro. Amen, bro.
Amen. We're running almost out of time here.
Out of time.
I could go on. I mean, I just, these kinds of stories just.
Well, I'm kind of like you. You know, I grew up in a farm, a Christian family. I was a naive little farm boy. My family can't figure out what I'm doing down here on the streets, you know. But Butch is a good example of somebody who's found the Lord. I'm not taking any credit for it, but he's come into our ministry, and hopefully we're a big part of his life. And we get calls all the time.
And he's one of, again, probably over the 40 years, hundreds if not thousands of stories.
Exactly.
David, one of the other reasons I wanted to have you up is you're in, near the end of a kind of a fund campaign and, and a move that's coming up for the Overflowing Cup. Mm-hmm. Talk about that in the couple minutes we have left.
Okay. Well, I would just quickly say that we've had to downsize over the years. We used to run a homeless shelter. We never turned anybody away. We had a 22,000-square-foot building. But that things have changed, and the donations aren't coming in. Mm-hmm. So we finally had to downsize from our bigger building into a small building, and we need a new another bathroom. We need some work on it. And I had an opportunity to buy the old Red Cross building in Beloit, which we were able to get for $125,000. But we needed the money by next week, and it's not in. We got $300. Out of $125,000. I thought we were selling our other building, but that's falling through.
Oh, no.
So here's the thing. If we don't buy this building, we still need income to keep operating, and we need income to fix up our current building then. We're not we just invite people to give to the Overflowing Cup. It's extremely good ground to plant your seed into. And I know there's people out there that can afford it. They just don't know about us. Thank you for this opportunity. And, you know, we've been keeping on, but we're helping people and we're pointing them to Christ. But we don't shove Jesus down anybody's throat, but we show Jesus. We believe Jesus taught us to minister unto the least of these, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. And you know what I mean? Oh, man, there's just a whole lot that goes on. We have live Christian music on Saturday nights, church on Sunday night at 6 o'clock.
How can people find out more quickly? Is there a phone number, website?
Both. Phone number is so easy, 608-365-0365. What a blessed phone number. 365. But our website is overflowingcup.org. All one word, overflowingcup.org. And you can email us from there. You can look at our history. You can donate online through PayPal. Very safe way to donate. And it also tells you how to send your larger checks.
All right.
And also, if you want to come to our ministry, it's 310 State Street, downtown Beloit.
Right on town.
Stop down and see where this is going on. Absolutely.
Yes. Call me 24 hours a day, brother.
All right. Pastor Dave Foderud, Rich Martin, I feel so blessed in having you come up today. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you feel comfortable enough to share what I think is an important story. And I think when people look at their religion and whether from the outside looking in or vice versa, those are the kind of stories that make the difference. That's what people think it ought to be about, I really believe. And you're living proof of it.
Thank you,
brother. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
All right. Bye.